Virginia Woolf, The Short Stories. Adeline Virginia Woolf was born in 1882 and was to become a founder of modernist writing. Her background is filled with elements of tragedy that she somehow overcame to become a revered writer. Her mother died when she was 13, her half-sister Stella 2 years later, and with it her first of several nervous breakdowns. She began writing professionally at age 20, but her father's death 2 years later brought a complete mental collapse and she was briefly institutionalised. 3 of her half-brothers had sexually abused her, so further darkness was added to her life. But out of this came great innovations in writing. She was a pioneer of stream of consciousness. Whilst the dark periods continued to interrupt her emotional state, her rate of work never ceased. Until, on March the 28th, 1941, Woolf put on her overcoat, filled its pocket with stones, and walked into the River Ouse and drowned herself, leaving behind a note which read in part, "Dearest, I feel as certain that I am going mad again. I feel we can't go through another of these terrible times. And I shan't recover this time. I begin to hear voices and I can't concentrate, so I'm doing what seems the best thing to do." In this volume, we concentrate on her short stories that help to illuminate her rich talents. They are read for you by Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe. Kew Gardens by Virginia Woolf. From the oval-shaped flowerbed there rose perhaps 100 stalks spreading into heart-shaped or tongue-shaped leaves halfway up and unfurling at the tip red or blue or yellow petals marked with spots of colour raised upon the surface. And from the red, blue or yellow gloom of the throat emerged a straight bar, rough with gold dust and slightly clubbed at the end. The petals were voluminous, enough to be stirred by the summer breeze, and when they moved, the red, blue and yellow lights passed one over the other, staining an inch of the brown earth beneath with a spot of the most intricate colour. The light fell either upon the smooth grey back of a pebble, or the shell of a snail with its brown circular veins, or falling into a raindrop, it expanded with such intensity of red, blue and yellow, the thin walls of water that one expected them to burst and disappear. Instead, the drop was left in a second silver-grey once more, and the light now settled upon the flesh of a leaf, revealing the branching thread of fibre beneath the surface, and again it moved on and spread its illumination in the vast green spaces beneath the dome of the heart-shaped and tongue-shaped leaves. Then the breeze stirred rather more briskly overhead, and the colour was flashed into the air above, into the eyes of the men and women who walk in Kew Gardens in July. The figures of these men and women straggled past the flower bed with a curiosity, a regular movement, not unlike that of the white and blue butterflies who crossed the turf in zigzag flights from bed to bed. The man was about 6 inches in front of the woman, strolling carelessly while she bore on with greater purpose, only turning her head now and then to see that the children were not too far behind. The man kept his distance in front of the woman, purposely, though perhaps unconsciously, for he wished to go on with his thoughts. 15 years ago I came here with Lily, he thought. We sat somewhere over there by a lake and I begged her to marry me, all through the hot afternoon. How the dragonfly kept circling round us. How clearly I see the dragonfly and her shoe with the square silver buckle at the toe. All the time I spoke I saw her shoe, and when it moved impatiently, I knew without looking up what she was going to say. The whole of her seemed to be in her shoe, and my love, my desire, were in the dragonfly. For some reason, I thought that if it settled there, on that leaf, the broad one with the red flower in the middle of it, if the dragonfly settled on the leaf, she would say yes at once. But the dragonfly went round and round. It never settled anywhere, of course not, happily not, or I shouldn't be walking here with Eleanor and the children. Tell me, Eleanor, do you ever think of the past?
Why do you ask, Simon?
Because I've been thinking of the past. I've been thinking of Lily, the woman I might have married.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?